This is April 29, 1987, Saunderstown, Rhode Island. Interview with Winslow Ames, Robert Brown, the interviewer. I'd like to begin just perhaps discussing something of your childhood and family background, and in particular keeping in mind your interest, your eventual interest in art and decorative arts and your writing and collecting. Can you talk a bit about your early childhood and what was it like, your parents, what was family life like?
It was a pleasant family life. I cannot remember when I did not have at least one sister. I eventually had two. We had a good many cousins on both sides of the family, only one of whom was older than I. That was the late Winthrop Johnson, who died in California less than a year ago, at the age of 90, I think, just over 90.
You were born in Chile.
I was born in Chile.
How did that happen? Can you maybe explain?
My father, Edward Winslow Ames, had begun his productive career in the United States Diplomatic Service, to which he secured an appointment through friends of his father, who was a physician, but who had by chance vaccinated the entire island of Puerto Rico after the Spanish-American War, and was therefore exposed to the Spanish language and so on. I don't know that this was the sole reason. At any rate, my father went into the diplomatic corps, and
would he have had special training for that, or?
Well, yes, he had some special training. He had about a year of special training after he graduated from Harvard in 1896. I don't know just where it was. It doesn't very much matter. It was probably in Washington, for a guess. At any rate, after some discussion with his father as to a choice of posts, he got the post of a very minor secretary of legation in what was then the capital of Brazil, Petropolis, which was upcountry, as I remember. Petropolis, obviously named for somebody named Pietro, or Pedro. Pietro, I guess. No, Pedro, of course. At any rate, this was a very hot spot, incidentally, being in the tropics, though rather high. He afterwards was transferred to Buenos Aires, which was also hot, but largely because it was close to water level. And
did he prefer these tropical outposts?
Well, he had already learned to speak Spanish as a graduate student in some sort of diplomatic academy, which did not grant degrees, but to which Harvard recommended him. And he eventually learned to speak, though not so well, as Spanish. His Spanish was excellent, but he learned to speak some Portuguese, and even he once demonstrated to me the difference between a Spanish accent and a Portuguese accent, which was full of owls. How shall I put it? Juan in Spanish became Joao in Portuguese.
Sounds as though was he a fairly delightful father, was he?
Yes, he was. He was. He was a very tall, handsome man who wore clothes very well, and hence did very well in the diplomatic corps, where although the Ames family was not rich, nevertheless his father, who was a physician, was entirely willing to see him outfitted in a morning coat, you know, the long, long frock coat, in which, by the way, he's standing at his wedding.
In a photograph, yeah. In a photograph.